Diabetes Breakthrough.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, acne, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body and what is in the world of biology? Standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than business as usual. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we want to help you out. Our number today, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, if you have questions about the ingredients or how to use any of these things, you can call us at 866-582-9933, or you can go to our website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up there with all the fine longevity products. You can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the products, or you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Rachel or Frank or Danette at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about my personal favorite longevity product, Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water and drink. A couple scoops give you healthy, generous doses of all your fatty vitamins D, E, A, and K, your water-soluble vitamins B and C, as well as minerals like calcium and iron and magnesium and zinc and selenium and copper. It's got fruit and vegetable powders. It's got amino acids and miscellaneous nutrients like chondroitin and MSM for folks who have arthritis or inflammatory issues. It's less than $50 a month, and it's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers about the power of nutritional supplementation, how effective a nutritional supplement program can be. It tastes great, and it's great for kids, too. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, ask Phyllis and Andy or Nasima about it at 866-735-2470 or get to my website, brightsideben.com, and check out the shopping cart. You can also check out a bunch of articles and some videos that we have up there at brightsideben.com. They'll give you some of the basic ideas, the basic philosophies about what I call the bright side way of life, the bright side philosophy of life. Okay, thanks so much for joining us today, folks. I want to continue on with our discussion on cardiovascular nutrients, heart disease nutrients, nutrients for your ticker, as well as for other parts of the body. We've been talking about the most important fat-soluble antioxidant vitamin, vitamin E. One of the most important, one of the most interesting, at least, one of the most significant facts associated with this super mega, mega, mega important nutrient is its relative scarcity in foods. Even whole unprocessed foods have very little vitamin E in them, certainly nowhere near the doses that research shows that we need to get to achieve maximum benefits from vitamin E. If you are subsisting on the so-called standard American diet, the SAD, the SAD, you are more than likely, running yourself deficient in vitamin E. And running deficient in vitamin E ups your risk for a whole bunch of health issues, including nerve issues and brain issues, multiple sclerosis and Parkinson's disease and eye problems and immune problems and skin issues like psoriasis and eczema and acne. Poor wound healing can be associated with deficiencies in vitamin E. And, of course, cardiovascular issues, heart issues. Now, because you don't actually need more than a few international units of vitamin E to get by, vitamin E deficiency diseases are pretty rare. But because a whole bunch of vitamin E is required to maximize, to optimize the performance of many different organ systems in the body, most of us could benefit by adding more vitamin E, especially in a supplemental form to our daily nutritional intake. This discrepancy between the bare minimum dose, just the bare minimum of what you need to get by, and the maximum performance optimizing dose, the difference between those two underscores the problems with what's called the RDA, the recommended daily allowance. The recommended daily allowance that doctors are so fond of quoting, and what vitamin manufacturers like Centrum and One A Day base their products on, are based on the absolute bare bones minimum nutrients that we need to keep us from death's door. But what the RDAs don't deal with is the amount of nutrition that we need to be vital, to we need to be strong, that we need to be able to withstand disease, to be able to withstand illness. So, for example, while the amount of vitamin C we need to keep our blood vessels from dissolving and to keep us from hemorrhaging to death in one of the most hideous disease pathologies known to man called scurvy, what we need in vitamin C to protect us from scurvy is 60 milligrams a day. Well, you need 100 times that amount if you want to have maximal health. If you don't want to die of pellagra, say, another hideous disease, you need about 10 or 15 milligrams a day of niacin. But if you want to keep your cholesterol down, if you want to improve brain health, you need 30 times that amount. That's why I call the RDAs the ridiculous deprivation allowance. They're designed to keep us ridiculously deprived from the kind of nutritional levels that we need to keep us as healthy and as strong as we can be. If your doctor or your dietitian tells you that all you need to do is eat a balanced diet and take a multivitamin, they are clearly not reading scientific literature that shows, from a clinical standpoint, nutritional supplementation to the tune of 10 to 20 times the RDA, at least for numerous vitamins and even minerals, can make a huge difference. When it comes to vitamin E, many of the studies that have shown how effective this stuff is for protecting the heart were done on 400 international units a day, while the RDA for vitamin E is around 14 international units a day. And vitamin E is not easy to get from food and from your diet. The best food source of vitamin E that I know of is wheat germ oil, and that has only about 30 or so international units per ounce. So you're going to be needing to eat a lot of wheat germ oil, nearly a pound of this stuff, just to get the 400 IUs that most studies are done on. Another good food source of vitamin E is vegetable oil, cereal grains, especially in the germ portions of the grain. Sunflower seeds, almonds are good sources of vitamin E. Peanuts are a good source of vitamin E, but you're going to have to eat a whole bunch of nuts just to get the 400 international units a day that you can get in a tiny little vitamin E gel capsule. Sunflower seeds, for example, have a reputation for having a high vitamin E content, but you're going to have to eat about a pound of sunflower seeds to get yourself 400 international units a day. Spinach is a good source of vitamin E. Chard is a good source of vitamin E, but none of these foods comes even close to providing a good daily dose of vitamin E. So vitamin E is one of those nutritional supplements or nutritional nutrients that you absolutely positively want to be supplementing with. Now, because it's a fat-soluble vitamin, it is stored in the body, it's stored in the liver, it's stored in the adrenal glands, it's stored in the heart, it's stored in the brain. Because it is stored in the fatty tissue of the body, in fact, that's where most of the vitamin E in the body is found, is in the fatty tissue of the body. Because it's stored, you can miss a day here and there on vitamin E. It's not one that you absolutely have to take every day once you've loaded up with a good dose of vitamin E for, say, a couple of weeks. It's okay if you miss a day here and there, but it's one that you're not going to want to be relying on getting from your diet or from food. Here's something else that's important about vitamin E. It's fatty. It's fat soluble, which means that you need to have a functioning fat absorption system in order to get the stuff. If you had your gallbladder out, if you have liver disease, if you have any kind of fat malabsorption syndrome, which we know a lot of people are suffering from, you're not producing enough stomach acid, if you have pancreatic issues, these are all digestive concerns that can affect vitamin E absorption. Vitamin E needs to be solubilized and broken out of food by bile, so any issues with the bile system can also cause a compromise in your vitamin E levels. All right, we'll continue our discussion on vitamin E for cardiovascular health. 866-582-9933 is our phone number if you want to get on board. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this break. Don't go away.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Peter Kranznebel from Midas Resources. Today is January 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,667.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,708.91, $854.45 for a half ounce, and $427.23 for a quarter ounce. $1,708.91, $854.45, and $427.23.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the bright side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us today, folks. We're here every day, 8 to 9 Pacific time, 10 to 11 Central time, and 24/7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com, where you will also find our shopping cart with all of the fine longevity products that you hear us talk about on the bright side every day. Make sure you take a look at my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can also call Phyllis and Andy for more information at 866-735-2470. We're talking about vitamin E and cardiovascular health. We've been talking about nutritional supplements for heart health now for a while. I've been writing a little bit on my blog about some interesting things about the heart and all the nutrients that are important for the heart. If you friend me on Facebook, you'll find all the connections to my blog, and every time I update it, we go through Facebook, and you'll get all the updates. So go to my Facebook page, Ben Fuchs. There's actually a bunch of us, but there's only one pharmacist, Ben Fuchs, and if you friend me, you'll get all the updates from Pharmacist Ben's blog. We've been doing cardiovascular issues for the last few posts. Today we're talking about vitamin E. Vitamin E is a fat-soluble vitamin, which means that you have to have a fully functioning fat absorption system to maximize your ability to take advantage of this super, 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 super important vitamin. If you've had your gallbladder out, liver disease, problems with any kind of problems with bile, your vitamin E levels may be lower than they should be. Vitamin E is absorbed in the small intestine, so if you have Crohn's disease or leaky gut syndrome or any kind of intestinal problem, celiac disease, again, this can decrease your body's ability to absorb vitamin E. If you have any of these digestive concerns, if you have any concerns about liver health, gallbladder removed, any problems with the digestive system, you're going to want to get yourself on a vitamin E supplement. Now, as important as supplementation with vitamin E is, there's a kind of a little bit of a problem when it comes to choosing a specific vitamin E product. That's because, from a technical standpoint, there's really no one thing called vitamin E. Vitamin E is a family of substances, like the all of the fat-soluble vitamins, vitamins A and vitamin K. And vitamin D, vitamin E comes in different forms. In fact, there's two main classes of vitamin E. They call them tocopherols and tocotrienols. Now, most people have heard, at least most people who are up on nutritional supplementation a little bit, most people have heard of tocopherols. On the other hand, most people have not heard of tocotrienols. And we will be talking about this second class of vitamin E, the tocotrienols, here in coming programs because they are super important. It turns out that tocotrienols have some powerful antioxidant effects, and it's just something we've started to understand over the last 10, 15, maybe 20 years. So we'll be covering tocotrienols here in a future program. Today I want to talk about tocopherols. Both tocopherols and tocotrienols are subdivided into four different classes. So there's four different types of tocopherols. And by the way, that's spelled T-O-C-O-P-H-E-R-O-L-S. Tocopherols is Latin for to bear children. Latin or Greek. I think it's Greek, actually, for to bear children. Tocopherol means to bear children. The second type of vitamin E, tocotrienols, and that's spelled T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L-S, tocotrienols. Tocopherols and tocotrienols make up the two main classes of vitamin E, and then each one is further subdivided into four classes, so you have a total of eight different types of vitamin E. There's no one kind of vitamin E. There are actually eight different types of vitamin E, and they're all pretty much important. If you go to the health food store to get your vitamin E, you're probably going to get the standard version, and there's a lot of advantages to the standard version. A lot of research has been done on the standard version, which is called alpha tocopherol. A lot of good literature to support the use of this stuff, alpha tocopherol. So I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. It's just not a complete form of vitamin E. If you really want to do things right, you're going to want to get all four tocopherols, which go by the name mixed tocopherols. You'll see on the bottle, mixed tocopherols. By the way, tocopherol, meaning to bear children, gets its name because vitamin E has a reputation for being a fertility vitamin. The sperm cell membrane has a very high fat concentration, and it's very susceptible to oxidation, which technically is just another way of saying rancidity when it comes to fats. And vitamin E has been shown to protect the outside part of sperm cells, thereby improving their health and improving the chances of conception. By the way, smokers are at a much higher risk for sperm cell damage, and if you're a smoker and you're trying to conceive a baby, you'd be pretty smart to get yourself on a vitamin E supplement. In fact, if you're trying to achieve conception, if you're trying to make a baby, you probably want to get on a vitamin E supplement, whether you're smoking or not. And if you're smoking and you're not trying to make a baby, again, you'd be well advised to start taking yourself some vitamin E on a daily basis. There's been, unfortunately, some bad press about the use of vitamin E supplements. For my money, I'm not buying into it. There was a study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine back in 2004. There was another one that was done by the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine a few years afterwards. And both of these alleged that vitamin E was either ineffective for preventing cancer or it actually increased the risk for cancer. The mainstream press got a hold of these studies, and even though they were done years ago, I still, to this day, get questions about whether or not people should be supplementing with vitamin E. My personal opinion is that given the mechanism of action of vitamin E as an antioxidant, it is probably something that you want to take. And there's been a lot of studies, by the way, that have corroborated the importance and the value of using vitamin E as a supplement for cardiovascular health, for protection from cancer, for wound healing, for liver health, et cetera, et cetera. There was a huge study called the Women's Health Study. It was a very large government-funded study that included around 40,000 or so women, and they found that vitamin E actually was protective of the lung, that it actually provided lung benefits. In any case, if I was smoking, I would be making sure that I was getting a good daily dose of vitamin E. So, there's four different types of vitamin E tocopherols. They go by the Greek letters alpha, beta, delta, and gamma. So you'll see alpha tocopherol, you may see beta tocopherol, delta tocopherol, or gamma tocopherol. Most of the tocopherols that you'll find in food is gamma and alpha tocopherol. Alpha tocopherol, of course, is the kind that you find in most supplements, and it is the one that seems to have the most biological effects, but you'd probably be well advised to take the entire tocopherol complex as mixed tocopherols. It gives you a full spectrum of different vitamin E forms. There was an article that was published in the Journal of Cardiovascular Pharmacology that found that the mixed tocopherol format of vitamin E had more antioxidant effects than the alpha tocopherol form, and that pretty much makes sense to me too. One of the forms that you probably don't want to waste your money on is the synthetic form of vitamin E, which goes by the designation DL. DL vitamin E. This type of vitamin E is not handled by the body as effectively as the natural form, which is simply D-alpha tocopherol. If you've ever wondered about the designations D and L, you'll sometimes see things like D-tocopherol or L-ascorbic acid or L-glutamine. There'll always be like a letter D and an L. That has some interesting relevance when it comes to how important a nutritional supplement could be. You could basically think of the two forms, D and L, as two forms of the same nutrient that are related to each other the way your hands are related to each other. Just like your hands are the same, but they're different, D and L forms of nutrients are the same, but they're different. And we'll talk about that when we come back from a break. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. We'll be back with more good health information right after this.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Jay writes, I listen to the archive shows every night. Thanks for the free education. I've had alopecia areata for about 15 years now, recently toenail fungus as well. Is this an autoimmune disorder? Do you have any suggestions? Yes, indeed. It is thought that alopecia areata, which is a disease of the hair follicles, is related to an autoimmune condition. There's different kinds of alopecia. Alopecia in general means baldness. Alopecia can be related to male hormones, which is a typical form of male pattern baldness, but it can be connected to the digestive system. Anything can be connected to the digestive system. And usually when there's a digestive problem, or usually when there's an autoimmune disorder, there is an associated digestive problem. The fact that you have toenail fungus there, Jay, that tells me that there's some kind of problem in the balance between bacteria and fungus in your body. The bacteria that live in your body are supposed to balance out the fungus side. When you have bacteria colonies that are thrown off in terms of their numbers or their concentrations or their types, which is very, very common, sometimes fungus can overgrow. Sometimes that balance can be overthrown and you get more fungus than you should have, and the body will attempt to excrete that fungus. And one of the ways it attempts to excrete it is through the nails, especially the toenails. So when you see nail fungus, toenail fungus, what you're really seeing is the body's attempt to get rid of that fungus. That's why it's kind of silly to try to approach toenail fungus or try to treat toenail fungus by treating the nail itself. The nail is the excretion of the fungus. It's the way the body is trying to eliminate that excess material. So if you do have toenail fungus, you want to consider it to be something in the digestive system that's throwing off the fungal bacterial balance. Fungus and bacteria are two different life forms, two different types of critters, if you will, microbes that are supposed to balance each other out because of how we eat, because of problems with breastfeeding, because of digestive problems. What can happen is the fungus can overgrow. The body will attempt to excrete that. The fact that you have alopecia areata, which is thought to be an autoimmune disease of the hair follicles, that makes me think that you do have something going on in the autoimmune realm, probably secondary to a digestive problem. So for Jay, what I would be suggesting is a good probiotic supplement, something like the Flora FX from Youngevity or the Biolumin Nightly Essence from Youngevity, digestive enzymes, keeping track of what of the connection between foods you're eating and digestive problems. If you have nail fungus, chances are you also have some kind of digestive symptom like bloating or gas or perhaps heartburn. Something is going on in the digestive tract, and that's good news, because if you do have bloating or gas or loose stools or constipation or heartburn, that's kind of a clue that will allow you to connect that symptom to a specific food. So every time you have a digestive symptom, Jay or anybody else who has some kind of digestive or autoimmune condition, every time you have a digestive symptom, what you want to do is you want to note that digestive symptom and then what you ate a couple, 3, 4, 5 hours before, and those are foods that you're going to want to eliminate. Dairy, grains, peanuts, eggs, and soy are known as the big five food allergies. Chicken can be involved. Sometimes pork can be an allergen, and you can really be allergic to anything. You can be allergic to cucumbers or tomatoes or oranges. There's a lot of times people will think that vegetables are pretty benign, and generally they are pretty benign, but you can react to anything. So you want to see how you react to specific foods and then eliminate those foods. You want to make sure that you're getting probiotics, and you want to make sure that you're taking digestive enzymes with all your meals. Zinc is super, 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 super important for the immune system. It's important for the digestive system as well. That might be something to consider. And then also betaine HCl, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, HCl is a way of replenishing or reactivating or strengthening the stomach acid in the stomach. Acid in the stomach, I should say. If you are not making enough acid in the stomach, that can throw off the entire rest of the digestive tract. Betaine HCl is a great way to make sure that you're acidifying your stomach. And also, you can go to the pharmacy and get HCl drops, and that's hydrochloric acid drops. You put a few drops in water, drink them with meals, and that's another way of acidifying your stomach so you can improve your digestion. So treat it, Jay, as a digestive condition. Throw in a little bit of zinc. Eliminate digestive foods. Take your digestive supplements, and that would be my suggestion for you. Thanks for writing, Jay. All right, before we went to break, I was going to start talking about this whole DL phenomenon. D and L are designations that you'll see before the names of vitamins, such as L-ascorbic acid or L-glutamine or D-tocopherol or DL-tocopherol. And I want to explain that whole D and L phenomenon. I get a lot of questions about that, and it's something that you want to know about. There are actually some skincare companies that are playing loose and fast with the facts, manipulating people's ignorance when it comes to DNL, and I want to address that too, but we will get to that tomorrow and in later programs as well. I want to get to the phones because folks are lining up to talk about nutrition at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Let's talk to Diane in Nebraska. Hello, Diane.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you very much for all this valuable information today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, I'm looking for some pointers on fasting. I do have Tangy Tangerine. Is there Can I go ahead and take my supplements while I fast?
That's a good question, actually. Now, are you trying to fast just for general health? Is there something you're trying to accomplish? Are you trying to hit the reset button so you can figure out what you're allergic to? What's your goal?
Probably kind of reset because I'm having trouble getting my digestion in order.
Okay. So what you want to do, what I would do if I were you, is if you're doing fasting for a reset, I wouldn't even deal with supplements for a couple of days. If you could just do lemon juice for 2 days, that would be a great way to reset the system. If you are having problems with food allergies, you can be allergic to anything, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or anything else. So you want to be able to completely reset the digestive system and then start to introduce foods in little by little. And when you do introduce foods, if you're trying to do some diagnosing here and figure out what exactly or what is causing the problems, when you reintroduce foods, reintroduce simple foods. Don't try to reintroduce complex foods. So if you're concerned about peanuts, say, don't do a peanut butter sandwich, just do peanuts. Mm-hmm. Or if you're concerned about eggs, don't do egg salad, just do one egg. Mm-hmm. Or if you're concerned about chicken, don't do chicken tetrazzini with noodles and sauce and whatever else that goes into chicken tetrazzini, just do a piece of chicken. You follow what I'm saying? So you can really eat as simply as you can. So fast for 2 days, just doing lemon juice, or you want to be hydrated, so just make sure you're doing lemon water or a little bit of lemon juice and water, I should say. You can also do a little bit of blueberries and water, something like that. Just very, very bland. Make sure you're hydrated, and then start to introduce the problem foods, but going with simple foods. And then when you do start supplementing, start to supplement as with digestive nutrients, with the probiotics. That should be the first thing that you should consider doing when you come back off your fast, is get on some good probiotics, and then you may want to introduce liquid nutrition like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. But to answer your question, I would be completely eliminating food for 2 days or so. You know what's going to happen when you stop eating for 2 days, especially if you have a digestive problem, is you're going to feel so good, you're almost not going to want to eat again, because it'll feel heavy to you and it'll feel complicated. But when you do reintroduce the foods, you can eliminate some of that heaviness and complication by going with very, very simple foods that don't have a lot of working parts. And thanks so much for calling, Diane. I appreciate your call and your comments as well. Good luck with your fast. Let's go to Texas and talk to Joe. What's up, Joe in Texas?
Hey, Ben. My question is actually for my wife. She's developed these white bumps on her palms of her hands and her fingers.
Okay, good. Hang tight, Joe. We'll talk about that. We got to take a quick break here. We'll talk about that when we come back. That should be easy to rectify. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We're going to take a timeout and come back with more good health information right after this break. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Michael Zwirling, MZ from the InfoWars team, to let you know that Corey Gold, Ben Fuchs, Ted Anderson, and I will be in Austin, Texas at the Cross Point Church for two free events Saturday, February 4th, 2012. Find out what all the InfoWars team buzz is about. First at 5 p.m., a special InfoWars team business training meeting hosted by the leading expert, Dr. Corey Gold. Then at 7 p.m., the famous nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs will present his acclaimed lecture on the miraculous standard operating procedure in the human body. For the sake of good health and longevity, you, your family, and friends won't want to miss this free InfoWars team event. We look forward to meeting you in person to answer questions about your health and to introduce an exciting business opportunity to help your family and friends get healthy and support the Alex Jones operation all at the same time. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and get all the details. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Back on the bright side, nutritional pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us. 866-582-9933 is our number. We are talking to Joe in Texas. Okay, what's up, Joe? Your wife had a little some bumps on her hand, is that right?
Yeah, she had some bumps on her hand, and this happened once before during the birth of our second child. She developed these bumps on her hand, and that she says they're very, very painful.
Describe them. Are they red? Are they inflamed?
No, they almost look like white. They're almost like really deep looking calluses. They're not really at the surface of the skin. They kind of develop underneath.
Got it. All right. Underneath the skin, there's an immune system. A concentration of the immune system is located underneath the skin in the very low levels. So when you have bumps on the skin, the first thing you want to think about is some kind of immune condition. And I would be attempting to link it up with the digestive system. The only other alternative would be some kind of contact problem where you touch something, like hairdressers. Sometimes they'll get a contact dermatitis from touching chemicals. Sometimes construction workers will get that. But the fact that you're describing these as being deeper in the skin tells me that the immune system is more than likely the culprit here. Whenever the immune system is involved, the first thing you want to check is the digestive system. The large majority of your immune system, which is your defense system, that's the way your body defends itself against bacteria and viruses and against all the things in the environment that somehow get into the body, the large majority of your immune system is located in the digestive tract. So whenever there's something that you suspect has some kind of immune involvement, and that's exactly what it sounds like your wife is dealing with here, you want to focus on the digestive system. Now, there's two ways to do this. First of all, you're lucky if she notices that she has some digestive problems, because then it makes it easier to link them up to link up those problems with foods. And once she eliminates those foods, she should be much better off. If you don't notice, or if you ask her if she has any digestive issues and she says no, that doesn't mean she doesn't have any. That could also mean that she's just not noticing them. So what I would suggest you do is focus on digestive health. If she does know that there's some digestive problems, try to link those up with foods and eliminate the foods. If she doesn't notice them, then have her pay close attention to bowel movements. Constipation is considered a bowel movement that's greater than 36 hours after a meal. So if she's only going to the bathroom a couple times a week, that can be a problem. Loose stools, the opposite way, that's also a problem. Heartburn, gas, bloating, all of these kinds of digestive symptoms can be related to problems with the immune system. And that is kind of what it sounds like she's going through. Eliminate those foods. Secondly, you're going to want to get on the key digestive tract supplements. The two most important ones are probiotics, which you can think of as good bacteria. We talk about those all the time here in the program. You might want to get the Biolumin Nightly Essence or the Flora FX from Longevity. Digestive enzymes with all meals can be helpful. The amino acid glutamine, G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E, is like a Band-Aid for the small intestine if she's dealing with leaky gut syndrome. And a teaspoon of glutamine powder is a good place to be. Whey protein contains some glutamine. That might be something to think about, even though whey protein itself can be a problem for folks who have digestive issues. So you want to be a little bit careful with whey protein, as good as it is. Straight glutamine powder, though, nobody has a problem with that. And it also has no taste, so you can add it right to water and drink it. And that might be something to think about as well. So focus on digestive health first and foremost. Look for a problem foods, glutamine powder, probiotics, digestive enzymes, and as I was talking about with our letter writer Joe, our letter writer Jay from the last segment, zinc can also be helpful for the digestive tract, and it's also supportive of the immune system. High doses of vitamin C are a great, great, great way to boost up immune strength also, and that might be something to think about. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine will get you high doses of vitamin C, as well as being a well-rounded multivitamin and mineral complex. Hopefully I helped you, Joe. Joe, thanks so much for calling from Texas. Let's go. Let's stay in Texas and talk to Bob. What's up, Bob?
Hello, Ben.
Hey.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm 64 years old, and I've got high blood pressure. What can I
easy. What easy to treat high blood pressure. Number one, you want to look at blood sugar. One of the most important reasons why our blood pressure gets messed up is because our insulin is messed up. Not so much blood sugar, but insulin. So I would treat blood pressure issues that occur over time, especially as they get, if they occur when we're in our 50s and our 60s, as problems handling sugar via the hormone insulin. Our body stops listening to insulin. We become insulin resistant. So there's a couple strategies here for you. Number one, as we were talking to Diane earlier, you may want to hit the reset button and lay off of foods for a couple of days. And that will help reset your body's sensitivity to insulin. And that can be an important step for you. Secondly, you can take in nutritional supplements that help your body handle sugar. And interestingly, these same nutritional supplements can help lower blood pressure. Niacin, for example, vitamin B3. Just that one vitamin alone, niacin, can have a dramatic effect on lowering blood pressure. It's a powerful vasodilator, which means it opens up blood vessels. Blood pressure gets high when blood vessels are too tight and constricted. There's a lot of reasons why that happens. But the take-home message is niacin can open up those blood vessels, and that alone can have a dramatic effect on your blood pressure. And niacin is also very important for strengthening insulin and helping your body handle sugar. So maybe taking 500 milligrams a day of a timed release, make sure it's timed release, form of niacin. You'll also find vitamin B3 in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It would be a great idea for you to start drinking some Beyond Tangy Tangerine also. When you're taking niacin, you always want to take it with the entire B complex. You don't want to ever take just one B vitamin. And by the way, niacinamide, and it has an A-M-I-D-E at the end of the word, niacinamide, is kind of like a no-flush niacin that may be a little bit easier for you to take than straight niacin. You'll still get some of that blood pressure lowering effect. Magnesium is very important for lowering blood pressure, and again, magnesium can help your body handle sugar, maybe 1,000 milligrams, even up to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium. If you take too much magnesium, you'll notice that you're getting some loose stools, so you don't want to go to that point, but 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams should be okay for you there. Make sure that you're getting all of your electrolytes, and that's potassium and calcium and sodium and also magnesium. These are called electrolytes because they act electrically, and one of the places where they exert their electrical properties is on the opening and closing of blood vessels. So making sure that you're getting electrolytes, you'll get those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Ultimate Classic or the Tangy Tangerine. If you're using bone soup, which we've talked about on the program, you can also throw in veggies at the end of your bone soup, and that will help get you some electrolytes. Drinking vegetable juices is or vegetable soup, that's another good way to get electrolytes. Coenzyme Q10, we've talked about that for a couple of days now, and Coenzyme Q10 is a real neat nutritional supplement for helping lower blood pressure. There's a lot of great literature on that. You may want to take 100 or 200 milligrams of CoQ10. It's good for your heart also, so it wouldn't hurt you. Even if it's not going to help you directly with your blood pressure, it can help indirectly by helping strengthening your heart. Vitamin E, I haven't gotten to talk about that for lowering blood pressure, but there's some good literature that shows that vitamin E can help lower blood pressure as well. And then get yourself on supplements that help potentize or strengthen your insulin. Chromium and vanadium are two of the most important in that regard, and chromium and vanadium also. There's some nice literature that shows chromium, at least, can help lower blood pressure. And you'll find chromium and vanadium in the Sweeties product. So there's a lot of ways that you could go lowering blood pressure, treating it as a blood sugar issue and as an insulin issue, making sure that you're getting the entire B-complex, especially niacin, vitamin B3, chromium, vanadium, magnesium, electrolytes, coenzyme Q10, tons of different ways to lower blood pressure. Most importantly, however, I want to say, if you have high blood pressure, especially if you have it as you're getting into your fifth or sixth decade of life, you want to treat it as a blood sugar and an insulin issue first and foremost. Remember, our triangle of health or our triangle of disease, depending on how you want to look at it, is the digestive system, the blood sugar system, the adrenal system, which is connected to the thyroid. Everything else, whether it's high blood pressure, bumps on the hands, alopecia areata, whatever. Everything else is secondary, comes after the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and then the adrenal glands, which are your stress glands, and the thyroid, which are connected to each other. So whatever your health condition is, people, digestive system, blood sugar system, adrenal, thyroid connection. That should be the first things. Those should be the first things that you look at. All right, real quick, David in Illinois, what's going on? We've got about a minute.
Ben, thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
Me and my wife have been having a lot of issues, just suddenly after we got married not too long ago, and a lot of weight gain. She's always, constipated.
Oh, that's a lot of, Dave, that's a ton of stuff, and I would love to be able to address that, but that's the music, and we're out of time here. But that's a great question. I'd love it if you could call me tomorrow. That would be great. We'll be here same time, same channel, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, or send me an email, ben@ksco.com. But I much prefer you call if you can, and I apologize for doing this to you. Thanks so much for listening, folks. That's all we got time for today. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.